In this Friday edition, we have the 4th Wednesday Community Social Service event in the parking lot of the grocery store. A man on the street interview. Okay, I'm at the First 5 Humboldt stand, and this is today is the day that all these organizations come together out in Hoopa Valley and provide some services and information and assistance to Hoopa community members. And I'm talking with Heidi Ohanen.
Yep.
You're with First 5.
I am with First 5. I'm a project coordinator. And we're out here today with our family resource bags. They just have little information for community resources and just and little, you know, parenting information and things like that for families. There's a few books in there and some little toys for tactile play and things like that. And we're also, we have child-sized masks that we're giving, including in the bags this month. So
you mentioned that in our interview that we did earlier, and that's one of the things I was interested in. So can you walk me through one of these bags?
Yeah, sure. So let's look here. So some of the things, we have some information about our First 5 play groups, because obviously due to COVID, they aren't happening in the way that they've been happening. You know, we can't have that in person. But we're trying to think outside of the box and try to keep that support for families continuing in a COVID safe manner. So we have some information, a flyer of information about how we're trying to do that. And we also have a flyer with all of our playgroup specialists who typically families were able to go and meet with in person at playgroups. But we have a flyer with all of their information, so that if families want to reach out to them and need some support, they're able to. We have some information around voting. It's that time of year. And so just some information on, you know, what are some good reasons to vote this year. And
yeah, I've been talking with the League of Women Voters, too, on that.
Oh, great. Yeah. It's I think it's on everybody's minds heavily right now. So. Yeah. We also have our virtual parent circle going on. So we have some flyers with information around those and how folks can access those, the dates that they're happening, things like that.
I see the next one's coming up on November the 3rd.
Yes. And it looks like, yeah, this one's was, as you can see, mostly for the October dates, but we'll have a more updated one coming out soon. But the next event is November 3rd. They take place via Zoom, Tuesdays, 10 to 11 a.m. You could also always, for any of this information, you can always visit our First 5 Humboldt Facebook page. We're pretty good about putting flyers up there and having some information available. We also have some information about anxiety and things like that that might be occurring due to COVID and how we've had some changes lately. So just some basic advice around what might be helpful. We have some information about enrolling in at Head Start and Early Head Start. So it kind of gives you about how Head Start is currently, what their current practices are and how to get connected with them. We also are including some information around mask wearing for children. So kind of what might be helpful to make, you know, the kiddos feel a little more comfortable with mask wearing and yeah. Oh, we have some participants here. So that's the flyers and things like that that we're offering.
So these are intended for little ones.
We also, so we have a couple books. The first one's called Lucy's Mask. It's by an author named Lisa Circus Thompson. And so it goes through, it's kind of a nice, very relevant book and story right now, talking about masks. And then we have a book that's kind of aimed for the younger kiddos. It's Baby Faces. We all know the little ones like to look at the baby faces. So those are the books that we have. And then we have the child-sized mask.
Well, I haven't seen one that small.
I know, isn't it? Yeah. It's kind of, It's sad in a way. I wish that the little ones, they didn't have to be this little and that they had to wear them, but it, you know, we do have them available for families.
Keeps them safe.
It is. It's important that it keeps them safe. So yeah, we're happy that we're able to offer that. And then we have just some two little, they're little tactile balls that, for the little ones to play with. This one is some information from the Humboldt County Office of Education about many of the schools are providing free food distributions on a daily or weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And so this just gives you a little bit of information and a website link in order to find out more information about that if anybody is interested. So, and that's the other thing. We do have bags available. Bilingual bags available if any families are needing or wanting those. So,
right.
Yeah.
Very good. That's. I was curious about that when you mentioned it in your interview. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and
storybooks are really good.
It is, especially right now. We need, you know, we need story time. We need to be able to talk and have a little break from some of the other things that are going on for our children, you know, there's been a lot of change. So, we also, in future months, and Dan might be able to share a little bit more about this, but we are talking about, including diaper distributions for future months.
Yeah, we've ordered, we've been giving away diaper kits. Hi, I'm Dan Berman with First Five. We've been, giving away diaper kits through the family resource centers. And I think the Hoopaw Family Resource Center has some now. So that's like a box with a month's supply of diapers and wipes. And we have more on order. We're planning to start bringing those to these monthly distributions starting next month. And we're doing this at, I think, 10 other sites spread around the county as well.
So what else are you involved in with First Five?
Well, I'm an administrative analyst, and so I kind of work across the organization. We are doing this materials distribution. We are working with the about 20 playgroups around the county that we grant funding to, including one in Willow Creek and one in Orleans. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to be meeting in person as they always have, so that's kind of a real loss for parents and families. But many of them are doing things online and are starting to hold some small outside events when they meet local requirements. So we fund the playgroups. We, First Five Humboldt as an organization, you know, we're dedicated to trying to advocate for young children and their families throughout the county. And we work in a network of other First Fives throughout the state doing this. So, Heidi's program that she's involved with that you guys spoke about, the Road to Resilience. We work with St. Joseph Health System and their Paso a Paso program, which is also focused on prenatal and early life assistance for mothers and families, especially in the Spanish-speaking community in Humboldt County. And then we work kind of behind the scenes with a lot of partner organizations. The Department of Health and Human Services at the county, tribal partners, Head Starts around the county. We've been pretty involved in working with child care centers. We've got grant program right now trying to help get some funding out to child care facilities to help them get open and stay open, because that's so critical for parents being able to get back to work and families having, you know, that ability to get out of the house when they need to.
Well, you're quite busy. Yeah, man, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for all your services out here.
Absolutely.
I'm at the Hoopaw Family Resource Center, and they got a very colorful display out here. A nice, bright, deep, bright red covering, a lot of orange pumpkins, some green pumpkins as well. And they got bags of food that you can help yourself with. They're available for the community. Okay, I'm talking with
Karen Kyle from the Family Resource Center, the Hoopaw Family Resource Center. We also have Mandy McCullough. She's the resource specialist at the Resource Center.
Are you here every month now?
So,
yes. So it,
as long as it doesn't rain.
Yeah. No, we're here during the rain, too.
All right.
So the fourth Wednesday of every month, everybody, whoever does their safety plans, they come out. So fourth Wednesday of every month, starting at 10 a.m.
Okay. Got that.
So we're here. We're giving out the free pumpkins and a carving kit for your family. We have food boxes, supplemental food boxes with some bread. We have some information on the new hours for the resource center. We have our we have our next monthly food box day, which is going to be November 19th from 8:30 to 12 and 1 to 4:30 at the Family Resource Center. So just so you guys know, the resource center is open to the community. It's not just TANF clients, it's everybody. We offer CalFresh assistance, gas vouchers for CalFresh shopping on the coast. A lot of people don't know that. We have diaper kits, supplemental foods, supplemental hygiene kits, dish soap, toilet paper. So just a variety of items. So the new hours for the resource center is 1 to 4:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. In the morning, we're closed for admin stuff, so Mandy McCullough is back in the office now. So, yeah, stop on by. Call us, 625-4000.
625-4000. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well.
You want to talk with Mandy?
Mandy, yeah. I see your name in PSAs all the time. And so you're the person people should contact.
Yes. So, like I said, I've been out of the office for a while, and I am back as of this week. So, come by and see me and come get services. So we're opening up slowly but surely, but we're still offering, and I'm excited to come back and get her done.
And you're the person to contact for some of the Zoom services and classes?
Yes. So currently right now we're starting a new Zoom parenting class. It just started this week, so it's very brand new. Seems to be working, and hopefully I can get some more going on in the future.
Okay. And what topics may they be?
Parenting classes, could be hygiene classes, budgeting classes. I probably want to start out, I'm thinking more of a one-on-one kind of thing to get people more comfortable being on the camera. But there's possibilities, so if anybody's interested, definitely contact me. I can do one-on-ones. And when I do one-on-ones, you usually get kits, incentives, books, everything that pertains to the class. So,
how do you think the pandemic has affected your program?
Well,
or the community?
Definitely has affected a lot because, like I said, we've shut down, limited our services. People aren't able to stop by just whenever and get stuff, appointments right now. Like I said, I have been out of the office, so Karen's been kind of going back and forth. So definitely not much services going out in the community as I'd like. So hopefully that changes and people can start coming back now and getting the services when and as needed. So, yeah, it's definitely been hard, but it seems like a lot of community members and entities have been doing a good job and putting all these wonderful events together and getting food boxes and flu shots and whatever else out. So they've been doing a really good job with the pandemic. So.
Well, I think you're doing really well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I enjoy reading their PSAs and the services, and I say, wow, all right.
So I definitely want to put it out there that, it's community. It's for everyone. It's not tribal. It's not just TANF. It's for everyone, the surrounding communities. Anybody, come and see me and get services and have questions. My door is always open.
Very good. Thank you very
thank
much
you.
For everything you do. Native Connections. How you doing, Native Connections? Haven't seen you around in a while.
Great KIDE master, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, we're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
So what do you got going here at your table?
I'm tabling HIV AIDS awareness, and I'm also doing suicide prevention. We're giving away coloring crayons and coloring pages that we posted on our Native Connections Facebook page that I drew. So all these came from our Facebook page. So.
Oh, okay. Hey, I remember you talking about these on your program. So you're giving away the box of crayons and the pages
right.
of color.
Right. We are giving away 50 today. That's all we have. And so far we've got given away 19. So it's we've got a few left. But mainly just want to just bring awareness to the community about HIV and suicide prevention. So that's our main goal is suicide prevention. But being in our pandemic that we're in, all the other, you know, everything's up in as far as domestic violence and suicide. So
yeah,
we can just bring awareness to the community. And what little we can, what little community that shows up, you know, it's, if we can help one person, then we're doing good.
Yep,
you're a success. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hi.
Color?
What's going on here?
Red.
Trick or treat.
Awesome. Okay, so you can get a prize.
Two
over
feathers.
Here. So you can get a
what's
bag.
That?
Two feathers.
Some sunglasses. A pen. Services.
I'm talking with
Shoshone Hostler.
All right.
Hey.
And we are doing some surveys for our crisis line and then also just a fun spin activity and handing out pumpkins for the pumpkin carving contest that we're sponsoring.
Oh, when is it going to be decided?
It's going to be decided November 1st. So we have sheets that have the instructions on how to enter, and it's by vote, by popular vote for first, second, and third place.
Okay. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Let me get closer to you. So what are you up to here?
So I'm here. My name is Bubba Riggins. I'm here with Two Feathers Dana Family Services, and we're here for the Food for People Halloween event. We are offering pumpkins for our pumpkin carving contest. So if you guys come on down before 2 p.m., you can go ahead and grab a pumpkin from us and... We got some information on how to enter the contest, and I think it's $100 for the grand prize winner, too.
So, oh, yeah. Okay.
We also got candy bags and other little goodies for the kiddos, too.
Neat.
So, yeah, we're raising awareness of the work that we do with Two Feathers here in the community.
Okay, I'm interested in doing some more interviews with Two Feathers. I'm working on a project, trying to put together a program from the Humboldt perspective of missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Okay.
So I've been in contact. I talked with Danielle. I did an interview with Amy Jester just this morning.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get some raw material that I can produce a program about this, because we have such high numbers, which is sad, but we need to talk about it. Let other people know.
I know.
So I will probably be, who would I contact at?
Any one of us, really.
Kayla would
be a good person. Yep, I will go ahead and forward you to Kayla Henry. She is our victim and domestic violence advocate. And so I think that she would be a good one for that topic.
And also Chelsea.
And Chelsea Trillo. Also, she's our lead project coordinator. They would be two good people to talk to.
I just call over there and
ask for Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that right on my tape.
Okay.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, Kayla Henry.
That's Kayla Henry.
Yep.
I'll do that.
Yep.
It's an important story.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, right. That's kind of her line of work. So.
Cool. I knew I came to the right spot.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, people.
Yep.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. We need
to do
two. And
then. Hi.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Could you tell me about the eviction prevention program?
Well, So again. Just like my coworker, I work with Department of Health and Human Services, and we can provide you, they can provide you a full report and information for, this is for KIDE?
Right.
Cool. Are you Mr. Orozco?
Yeah, I am.
Right on. I've seen you at a couple meetings.
All right.
So, you know, we always ask if people have a lot of questions about county programs that... You let our communications group provide you with a full press release, and that might be totally helpful. But, yeah, we just represent DHHS and help people link up with those programs, and one of them is eviction prevention, so that people can access that here without going to Eureka.
Who am I talking with?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm Doug Moyer with the Mobile Outreach Program.
Well, thank you for being here.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
All right.
And do you have a information or a card or something I can contact people with?
You can contact me, and I can link you up with our communications group.
Okay.
I know I've actually had them contact KIDE before for different events out here. Sorry, this one's got a little bit of coffee stain on it.
All right. No problem.
But all right, yeah. We appreciate Radio Hoopah.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job. I love listening to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're food for people?
Yeah, we are food for people.
I see you here all the time, every month.
Yeah, yeah.
Who am I talking with?
Oh, I'm Heidi McHugh.
Heidi McHugh. There's another Heidi over there.
Oh.
There's two Heidis in the zone.
That doesn't happen often.
One more and it'll be a foul.
Yeah. And who are you with?
I'm with radio station here, KIDE.
Oh, cool.
I'm Joseph Orozco. I'm the lead producer / mentor and former station manager.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
So I'm here finding out what's going on in the community. I want to get some community flavor here.
Wonderful. Well, this is, this happens the third Wednesday of, or is it the fourth Wednesday? The fourth Wednesday of every month, right here in this location. Food for People, we bring our mobile produce pantry, in which we basically just want to give the community free vegetables. And then we're also joined by the Department of Health and Human Services, their mobile engagement vehicle. They're working in partnership with us to also extend other resources out, like information about the CalFresh program, which gives people money to buy food at grocery stores and farmers markets. They also, the MEV can connect people to medical benefits and other wide variety of resources. We've got First Five Humboldt joining us today, giving out some resources for families with young kids, as well as I think Two Feathers is over there doing a pumpkin part carving contest. And usually we have Kamau will join us. They are probably out there. And I'm not sure who else is over there today. But yeah, this happens once a month, and it's really wonderful. I love being part of it.
So how long have you been involved with this?
I have been working with Food for People for 8 years. And when I joined Food for People, we did not yet have this program. And so I've gotten to be part of this particular program since its inception. And it's absolutely my favorite part of my job.
Oh, good to hear.
To come out to places and give people free vegetables is pretty great way to spend your day.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you're here. And
yeah, we love coming here. This is a great community, and it was, you know, I'm so happy there's a grocery store now, but that was really hard seeing how many people were impacted by just the lack of a grocery store. And it goes beyond Hoopa. We also take this program out to Witchpack and Orleans. So, you know, it's just nice. It's nice to be able to bring food resources to communities that have a harder time accessing them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for what you do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for the interview.
Sure.
This has been a production of KIDE, Hoopah, California. Produced and engineered by Joseph Orozco, lead producer for 91.3 FM. Thank you for listening.